You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Anybody in the world of sports probably should know that baseball started today, early in the morning on the East Coast. As the Dodgers and the Padres open the Major League season on March 20th in Seoul, Korea. In Seoul, South Korea. Sellout crowd. Dodgers won 5-2. Padres led 2-1. Their bullpen imploded. A really funny moment. And I did watch half the game. There was a ground ball to Jake Cronenworth at first base, and it went right through the webbing of his glove and let a run score. And that kind of opened up that late inning for them to come back from 2-1 down. So the Dodgers win 5-2 over the Padres. But, okay, people in sports should know.
All right.
But even I didn't wake up, what did it start at, 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, to watch it on ESPN. I mean, when I got up to get the kids ready for school, then I put it on.
Right.
So nobody has to explain to me. Rob Manfred doesn't have to explain to me. Well, we want to expand our reach and our market and sell baseball in other countries. I get all that. I co-sign on it. This is America's pastime. Maybe it's not anymore, but that's the name that it's given. America's pastime. And the opening game of the Dodgers with two of the biggest stars signed during the offseason in Ohtani and Yamamoto, and a team that's laden with stars, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts. I mean, I could go on and on. Tyler Glasnow started. He came over in a deal from the Tampa Bay Rays. And the season started in secret. Shouldn't the start of your season be on American soil at a decent hour that people could watch? I give ESPN credit. Carl Ravitch did the game. He's there. Eduardo Perez did the game. He's there. ESPN put the manpower and the money into doing it. They'll do tomorrow's game too. So it's two games. But you took the opening of a season and you took it away from the country that in fact does support you. And then these two teams, Don and Peter, come back and they play spring training games before they actually start on the 28th like everybody else. It's lunacy.
No, it's not right. Now, I know times change, and it's not about me anymore because they already got me. I'm 56 years old, and they probably don't even care about me.
No.
But I remember when the Reds would have technically the first pitch because they were
big
the first
parade.
Team.
Yeah.
You know, it was a big deal, and opening day was fun, and it was something that everybody paid attention to. Now, I realize baseball is not what it was 30 years ago or 20 years ago, but it's still a big deal opening day, and you're taking it away from those two markets, and you're taking it away from the diehard baseball fan around the country. And you want to sell the sport in Asia, and you want to sell in Korea and overseas. Well, how about trying to button it up here? Because the biggest crime, Michael, is that no one noticed. That's the problem. Would that ever happen with an opening NFL game? Now, they play in Mexico City, and they play in Europe, but they've already got it down in this country. But is Major League Baseball already down? Like, do they already have the general public, or is the popularity waning in certain areas of the country where they should be worried about this country before they start wanting to expand their reach? And the fact that we had opening day, and there's a lot of people that didn't even notice or care,
no,
tells you that they should be worried about taking care of this country, taking care of the popularity of this sport before they start worrying about the reach in Asia and overseas. Same goes for the NHL, too. They try to have these series in the Czech Republic and Sweden. And all. Oh, it's all nice, but you still have a lot of work to do here to try to sell the public here. So I'm sorry, you know, baseball wanted to do this years ago where they were clearly number one with a bullet. You know, but now in certain parts of the country, they're three. Because they really want to mess with the one cool thing they have, and that's opening day. I mean, I don't get it.
And also, just think about it. So, again, I'm unsure. I think it started, Anthony, was it 5:30 or 6 in the morning on the East Coast? So it's around that time.
Right.
That means nobody watched it on the West Coast. You've alienated the Dodgers right. and the Padre fans because although Don didn't know this till he was out 11, it's 3 hours earlier than it is here.
Right, so it's 3 o'clock in the morning for the local teams, which I think you had a better chance if it was at 6 in the morning where people could actually be getting up from work and watching the game. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, as Michael says, they're in the arms of Morpheus.
And Don and Peter, the best way to do this, if you're insistent upon doing it, you know what? Then inconvenience the people in Seoul, Korea, and have the game at a time that it's prime time here. You're going to have the American pastime. The American pastime have half of the country not even have a chance to see it. The other half, they're getting ready for work. They're going to see maybe a half hour before they go to their job. What are you doing? As Don said, make it work here. Don't you see it slipping away here? What are you doing?
I don't know that I agree with this.
All right, go ahead.
Tell me why. Tell us why.
I just don't see what the big deal is. But America basically didn't pay attention to it, but they got to have this. And listen, hopefully it was a big event in Korea. Obviously, I wasn't there, Don. If it turned out no one there paid attention and it was a disaster, well then
no, they're like, I mean, Ohtani and Yamamoto, like, it's like the Beatles there.
All right, so assuming that was like a big deal there, then they come back and opening day here still feels like opening day a week from now. And it's kind of like no harm, no foul. You got but to have...
It is harm.
But where's the foul. Harm? What's the harm?
Because you took away the pageantry and the pomp and circumstance of opening... Because even if they have a second opening day, we're not stupid. It's not the opening day anymore. Baseball started today, and they started in anonymity. The baseball fans don't even know.
But is it real?
It was 6:05 Eastern time. That was first pitch. I mean, are you kidding me?
Are you sure, though? That a week from now, whenever it is that we get to opening day, it's not going to feel like opening day because of this. I'm not convinced.
For each individual team that are not the Dodgers and the Padres, it will be opening day.
But
still, the opening of the season. Where nobody could watch it.
In all due respect, yes, I hear you, but I still think opening day is going to feel like opening day, and maybe they sacrifice the two teams. But hear me out. Hold on, but. I mean, NFL, the NFL Sunday, that's what the NFL is. They open the league on a Thursday. It's Jabroni Pumpleduck.
But they open it in prime time.
I get it. But it's still like completely different than what the league essentially feels like.
It's not in Korea at 3 o'clock in the morning in L.A.
But I think the NFL season this year is starting in Mexico City, but at a time that it's going to be watchable in the States.
Listen, I'm not saying it's ideal. I just don't think it's that big a deal.
But here's...
Because you don't love baseball.
But,
like
no, it's
do.
Not true.
But never mind the whole...
And that's not a knock.
No, but never mind the whole... opening day being botched. Forget about that. You have the Dodgers and Padres playing regular season games that mean something in the standings. You're trying to make this a national sport, right? You're trying to get people to care about games other than their regional games, right? That's the objective of every sport, right? To be like basketball and football. So now you've started the regular season. No one knows. Then they're going to come back to the States, go back to playing exhibition games again, and then eventually with everybody else have regular season games. Like, these games are completely disjointed. Like, nobody paid attention. Nobody was able to see it because it was out in the middle of the morning. And also, it's disjointed because they're going to come back, play exhibition games. There are going to be people that don't know these games were even played and go, why do the Dodgers and Padres have two games in the standings and nobody else does for 2 weeks? Like, I don't know.
No, listen, I agree that all of those things are stupid. Okay, I am by no means trying to say that those pieces that Don just laid out are not stupid. But if you really feel that playing these games in Korea is important to the game, and for whatever reason, they need to be real games, I don't know how else you would do this. They have to do it based on how far it is, the time difference, this is kind of how they have to do it. I don't know why they have to do it, but if they decided the amount of money we're getting from these Korea games, whatever it is, it's the most important thing, then I get why it played out this way. But I do agree those things are stupid.
But also, explain it to me. You're going to Korea to sell Major League Baseball, and yet Yamamoto and Ohtani are stars there already? So it sounds like you've already got them. So why are we making the sacrifice? It sounds like they're all in.
And
someplace where they're not all in and try to sell them on it. If they're already all in, why are you giving them a regular season game? Honestly, if Yamamoto and Ohtani are stars, does it matter if it's an exhibition or not? Just guarantee that they'll play in the game. Does it have to be a regular season game? Can't they play in a series of exhibition games and just promise the citizens of Korea that the star players will play?
And also, you know, figure it out. Have it in the middle of the season. Figure it out right before the All-Star break. Figure it out. Instead, who's the biggest star in baseball, Don? Who's one of the biggest stars in the world right now?
Aaron Judge.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani, who's making $70 million a year, $68 million deferred, but $70 million a year. And what you did is his first game in a Dodger uniform, one of the most historic franchises in baseball, and you had his debut as a Dodger in the cloak of darkness. What are you doing? What are you doing? That makes sense.
If I were the commissioner, I'd be like, no, you can't have it. It's opening day. It's sacrosanct. I'm sorry. I know money's important. Everybody's driven by money, but I'm trying to sell this sport here. The fans of Los Angeles deserve to see their stars on opening day here. You want an exhibition game? We'll send them in early March. We'll play exhibition games. We'll sign a contract in blood that Ohtani and Yamamoto play in those games. I'm sure they would still pack the place, Michael. I'm sure they'd still care.
You know what? Jennifer Hart just brought up a great point on Twitter. This is a great point. Well, how do we do it? How do we sell the sport in other countries? Have the All-Star game there. Have the All-Star game there. Then you have time to make the trip over. The body acclimates. You play an exhibition game. They see all the stars. You've sold the best that the sport has to offer. You come back and you play the regular games. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Well, it's
that's a great idea.
You know what they did? They sold out, Michael. They obviously sold the game for the buck. I'm sure they got more money for a regular season game than they would for an exhibition game, and they decided to sell it out there. And if we had Manfred on, he would spin it that, hey, they're still going to have opening day in Los Angeles and San Diego, and it's still going to be fun. I get it, but it's Major League Baseball. The popularity, maybe not in New York, but certainly around the country, is not what it used to be. Cultivate it here. Make sure we're good here. And if you want to give other countries games, give them exhibition games. Give them the stars. Give them the All-Star game. But the meaningful stuff, I think it has to stay here. Cultivate and grow your fan base here. If I was a Dodger fan, I'd be red hot that they finally got two of the biggest stars in the world, and I got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to see it.
Unbelievable.
And the games still count. And then they're going to come back and play exhibition games, which is going to confuse people even more, which is going to make whatever happens over the next couple of days completely forgettable because nobody's watching it. Nobody's paying attention to it. People that are in the know, Michael, still are kind of confused. These games count because they're coming back and playing exhibition games in Arizona. And then they're going to go. I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze, honestly, not knowing how much financially.
Well, that's
they got,
what we have to know, though.
But how much is worth it? How much is really worth it? Well, how much could they have gotten where it's worth to bastardize their opening day for one of the biggest teams in the country, Los Angeles?
I don't think they got money from South Korea. I think they got that. No, they got to sell their sport there.
That's it.
I think the Dodgers and
then they should talk to someone at WWE because they get a big bag when they go to Perth, Australia, and Saudi Arabia.
I think what they're doing is, hey, buy our hats, buy our uniforms, get into Major League Baseball. You're seeing some of the biggest stars in the world play. And I don't think they get paid like an appearance fee.
But you just said that Ohtani and Yamamoto are gods there. So what are you selling?
Well, you're selling Dodgers. You're selling Padres. You're selling,
sounds like
uniforms.
You had a hello. All we hear about are those guys are superstars. And they watch Major League Baseball there because they love the players that left to come here.
And the kid who's a shortstop for the Padres, Kim, he's from South Korea, so you have that too.
Yeah, so, I mean, I got London because not everybody loves baseball in London. Maybe you get them to fall in love with the sport in Europe, But if you've already got them in Japan and South Korea and in Asia in general because of all the players that have come over here, then I'm not exactly sure where you're selling. Honestly, I mean, I really thought, like the Peter did, that there was a money grab.
No, I don't think it was. Well, I think it's just a growth grab.
Well, now, you know, growth into what?
No, it's. I'm reading an article now in The Athletic about it. They believe that Seoul is a potentially really good market for Major League Baseball, and that the way the city's growing, it is a place where their fan base can grow and there'll be more opportunities and more growth in Seoul. Which, by the way, I was just watching a movie yesterday. Michael, do you remember the actress who threw out the first pitch the other day for the Dodgers game?
Yes, yes.
I started one of her movies last night. Let me tell you, tremendous.
You're watching a movie in Korea? In Korea?
Well, I didn't go to Korea to watch the movie. I was watching it on Peacock.
And it's obviously it's not in English, right?
It is not. It's subtitles. But it's quite.
Yeah, from I mean, since the girl was so beautiful, you don't even care about the plot.
No, by the way, though, you remember the huge Korean movie from a few years ago, which every time I talk about it, Parasite.
Right.
After Parasite, everyone started talking about movies from South Korea, and it's interesting. They're actually for movies in which you don't understand the language at all, and you think there'd be like major cultural lines. They're actually shockingly American feeling. They just feel like well-produced, better American movies, honestly. And you don't even, you don't really notice the language gap. In fact, I'm noticing a much bigger language gap watching Shogun right now in Japanese on Hulu, which is a show made for Hulu, than I notice it on the South Korean movie. But Michael, it's a good movie, and she's a hell of an actress. Strong rec.
Excuse me?
Strong rec.
That's recommendation, Don.
Recommendation, Don.
Okay.
Strong rec.
I thought you said rack.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I was confused. I thought that would be inappropriate.
You know what? I didn't think, Michael, after I said, huh, I didn't think he'd say it again. I didn't. Right. I knew what he thought. Right. I didn't think he'd expressly say.
Yeah, well, now, if anybody on the show would say that, you thought it would be me.
Well, right.
But I'm going to call foul on the whole thing. I think it is a money grab. I think they try to sell it as goodwill.
It is a money grab.
I think it's about this. The fact is, I bet you if you walk in Seoul, Korea, you're going to see way more Dodger and Yankee hats than you're going to see giant
Jet
or cowboy hats.
But you know what? They want the people in South Korea to just fall for it and seeing it live. And then they're going to watch. Every Dodger game is going to be broadcast.
It's on there anyway because Ohtani's on the team and Yamamoto's on the team. Oh, you hear stories about how they're watching back home via satellite. It's available to them already. This isn't 1840, okay? This is they've got other ways to be able to see these guys. What it is getting a percentage of the gate and having a bunch of swag sent out there that they got a percentage of selling. That's all this is. Let's not make it out to be goodwill that some olive branch was sent.
Of course, it's about money.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a money grab, and is it worth it? Whatever percentage of the gate, whatever percentage of the merchandise, is it worth it?
Well, that's they've probably done the calculation. They feel it is. I don't think it is. But what's happening is they probably think, you know what? We've maxed out here in the States. We are where we are. We're not gaining any more. We've got to go outside, outside the lines and see exactly if we can get other countries to embrace.
And by the way, it's a smart thought by them because
you could. I think the idea attempt by to Jennifer Hart, the All Star Game, is a brilliant idea.
The attempt to grow here, though, is not. I don't know that it's happening.
But here's Newman. He makes a great point. MLB needs to have opening day for all teams on Sunday, not during the week, not in a foreign country, but on a spring Sunday. Kids at home. Most parents are home.
By the way, they never do that.
They never do it.
But TBS, ESPN. Local stations, own the sports day. Work on a way to get baseball back in the minds of children. My kid is playing soccer. My kid is playing hockey. He's watching videos of Messi and Ronaldo. I try to get him into baseball. It's not clicking. He plays baseball, but it's not clicking as far as watching it on television, caring about what's happening. Maybe it'll get better when it's older, Michael, but we've seen. We were inundated when we were kids, and now 50 years later, we love the sport and we consume it and we pay for it. But there's a generation of fans that are disconnected. Focus on that. Focus on kids getting back into baseball. Focus on making it accessible instead of being on stupid apps that nobody has. Why don't we actually grow the sport within our country to get it back where it was supposed to be? For God's sakes, Rob, wake up.
It's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. No locals in action. That's right, none. But we will have Bucks Celtics right here on 98.7 at 7:30.
No Giannis.
No Giannis?
That's what I heard.
Oh, well, we do have the Yankees on an exhibition game on Yes following us. That's Game Time, brought to you by Telemardew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's telly time. Telemardew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Telemardew or try the brand new Telemardew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Telemardew responsibly. We've done a lot of talking. We've really covered it. We've got to hear from you. You know the number. I'm not going to give it out because there's no line to open up.
No, you can't. It's too full.
Jammed.
It's too full. Jammed.
Jam it up.
Don, Mazda.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Like the new 2024 Mazda CX-32.5S, all-wheel drive, lease for just $179 a month. At Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN RM634194. MSRP $26,445. Ends 4/1/24.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see what you have going. Let's go to our good buddy Griffin in Connecticut. Griffin.
Griff.
Hey, I'm here.
Wow.
What no, is everything all right? Sad Griff?
Sad Griff.
No, Griff, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on is I got a Don rant. That's what's going on.
Okay, and let's see.
I have a would you for Peter, and I really thought of this last night. So he has weapons, LeGourd.
Go ahead.
Rob Manfred, once again, wet the bed. Because this is ridiculous. The ridiculous thing is you are playing two Major League Baseball regular season games, and then you're going back into spring training mode. It's why can't we do this, let's say, on Monday or Tuesday before, let's say, Monday, Tuesday, and have no spring training games? Like, do something where you can set this up better than doing this. And then the point of Yamamoto's first game that he'll be pitching as a Dodger, will Dodger fans even be able to see him? Because it'll be 3 a.m. where Dodger fans are. So it really is, you're losing fans here. You're losing the fans here. But we're trying to grow outside. How about you worry about your fans that you're losing?
Well, they've done it before. They do it with, you know, the Yankees and the Rays started in Japan. I mean, A-Rod's first hit was not even seen by Yankee fans because it happened in the morning. They've done it a lot. They've done it a lot. I like the London game. It's in the middle of the season. I think the Yankees are going to be playing in France next year. Well, that's in the middle of the season. But I guess it's the travel to Asia that forces them to do this.
Now, yeah, they have no choice to have them come back and have exhibition games. You can't. It's too far away. It's too much travel. It'll be too unfair. Now, Kevin Ryan says this has been happening for a quarter of a century. I don't get the outrage all day on New York sports radio about two California teams starting the season overseas. It feels very performative by both stations. Because a quarter of a century ago, baseball was in a different place. Baseball was in a different place 25 years ago than it is now. Now I don't think you can afford to do this, Michael. Because I think the sport was way more popular 25 years ago. Football's become a beast. Forget football. They're untouchable. But the growth of basketball over the last 25 years, the growth of hockey over the last 25 years, the growth of soccer over the last 25 years, guess what? Has come at the expense of baseball. It just has. There used to be two monoliths in sports over the last, like, 50 years. It's now just one in football, and everybody else is fighting for theirs, and baseball's fighting with everybody else. Now, they make money hand over fist because they've got so many games and their television contracts. But even that, Michael, with these regionals all folding up, reaction after COVID, I mean, it's a different world now. So, yeah, they did it over the last 25 years. But can you really afford to do it now in the place that baseball is? I mean, you just had a World Series, Michael. Nobody watched. You're just coming off a World Series. No one watched. So can you afford to do this now?
Now, Jeremy... I do sort of agree with Jeremy on Twitter.
What does Jeremy say?
He spoke in class today.
He said, he says, tell Kay and Don they sound like Gil. No one cares other than them. They come back and it's still spring training. So it's spring training adjacent. Opening day will still be opening day. No one cares.
Well, yeah, you think Dodger fans that wanted to see Ohtani's first hit, you think they care that it was 3 in the morning in L.A.? And they want to see Yamamoto's first game. It's going to be 3 in the morning in L.A.? Ask your pal Jeremy that. Forget about Michael and Don and Gil.
Hey, and you know what? He's saying nobody cares. Our problem is that nobody cares.
Our problem is we care.
There's a lot of people out there that don't even know these games actually count. Is that a good thing?
No.
You can, again, anybody who's in the sports industry that didn't know, shame on them. But my point is, if you're just a fan, a lot of people don't even know the season started today. This is the start of the season. There's supposed to be pomp and circumstance to it. As Don said earlier, in Cincinnati, they used to have this wondrous parade. Cincinnati always is the first team to open. Well, now they've had everybody's going to open on the 28th, except for the Dodgers and the Padres, with the biggest star in the world playing at 3 in the morning back in his home state. Tell Jeremy to shut up.
Yeah.
Here we go.
First of all, Jeremy, Gil's fake.
How about this?
For God's sakes, Rob, wake up.
And lastly.
Hey, I'm here.
I felt so bad for him.
Griffin.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, we got to get Griffin some better help.
He has so many different sounds, Griffin, though.
Wait a minute, you think Griff needs therapy?
No, we got to give him some help, better help.
The best kind of help, as you're saying. Okay, got it.
Donna.
Hey, I'm here.
Schenectady. What's up, Donna?
Hi, guys. I can't believe I made it on the show. This is really off topic, but I have a couple of comments from two of your past shows.
Okay.
The first one's about hot tubs. I have to agree with Jody. I'm not a fan of hot tubs. I was in one once, and I just felt like someone was boiling me for dinner. That's how I felt.
I mean, that's a little dramatic, Donna.
That's how I felt. It was burning me. You know, my husband was in it, and he says, just get in quick. And I was like, I feel like somebody's boiling me for dinner. Okay, so the other is... about having your eyes open when you're kissing.
Like I do, yeah.
Yeah. I went out with a guy once, a long time ago, way before I was married, and he insisted that I keep my eyes open.
Oh, he wanted you to keep your eyes open?
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, his were, too. He wanted me looking in his eyes.
I think that's pretty hot.
Oh, no, it was creepy.
Of course.
Thank you.
I never went out with him again. Never saw him again.
Can you imagine, Donna, if he insisted that you keep your eyes open while you guys are kissing in a hot tub? It would have been hell.
Right.
Oh, my God. Can I just say one more thing?
Yes.
Please. We like you,
Donna. I just want to give a shout out to my son, Brian, who talked me into watching your show, which I had never done. And now I never miss it. I tape it every day.
Wow.
Love you guys. I never miss it.
Well, thank you very much.
And give the hot tub another try, because Jody doesn't dislike the hot tub because of the heat. She thinks it's a boiling, festering, you know, pile of you know, germs.
No, but
that's why she doesn't
like it. I like it hot, and I find it very relaxing.
Some do.
Now, if all of a sudden somebody's standing over and you're...
That's brilliant, Peter.
Thank you.
Now, if somebody's standing over and you're chopping carrots and celery, then I would get out, because they'd be arguing.
Like what they did, that's what Kramer did.
Yeah, that wasn't, you know, nobody should be bathing in their food.
By the way, Griffin's call keeps growing.
Hey, I'm here. Rob Manfred, once again.
Rob Manfred's not that far off. I mean, that's close. You call someone that is that a flub if someone says Manfred?
What did we say, Manfred?
Rob Manfred once again.
You know why? I did it for years, and I now I make myself slow down and go Manfred.
But this is ridiculous.
I'm not for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't think you can't hold him accountable.
It would be unfair to do that.
It's not right.
Let's go to Nas in Queens. Nas.
So I actually think what baseball's goal is to expand the viewership. They're doing the right thing because they've already lost it here in this country. I'm thinking about when I started watching baseball, which was in the early 90s. I was restricted to a few channels on TV because they were the basic cable. I couldn't afford regular cable. Of that, two of the channels are always occupied by the Mets and Yankees. These days is a lot different. Everybody has different choices to watch as opposed to watching baseball. I was kind of forced into watching baseball, and I fell in love with it. But now the game's changed, and I don't watch it anymore. I mean, I have a 16-year-old son who refuses to even want to attend the game because he thinks it's so boring. So I think they're actually going to a market where that they can affect a lot easier.
So you think it's better they throw their hands up and say, well, we've lost America. Let's try to get the rest of the world. I don't think the rest of the world would like baseball. Like that, not like America does.
Well,
then go to a place that. But Nas, go somewhere like London, where it's an untapped market. It sounds like South Korea can't get enough of baseball. They love it. Their stars are playing here. So I don't. So it's just the money grab. If you want to expand the sport, then the London made sense.
I don't think London's ever going to happen though.
I have no problem with them playing games overseas. I don't. I just have a problem with the optics of opening your sports season in anonymity. There should be a celebration of the beginning of the season. Work it out that you go another time. Do what Jennifer Hart on Twitter said. Do the All-Star game there. It's smart. It's forward thinking. But to take the game away from Dodger and Padre fans, they didn't watch today at 3 a.m. They did not watch.
But
they were sleeping.
But you know what the problem is, Michael, honestly, and we talk about money grab as a negative. Rob Manfred's in a really tough spot. He works for the owners. Owners of Major League Baseball are very transient now. The days of family-owned like you have with the Steinbrenners, it's over. Guys own things for like 5-6 years, and they sell it for double the money they paid for it, and they're out. So they're not looking to grow the game, Michael. They don't care what it's going to look like in 10 years. They want to live in the now. So they want to grab whatever money they can, divvy it up by 30, and then move on to the next money grab. Because in a few years, they're going to put their team up for sale and sell it most of the time for double what they paid for it. So I don't think there's anybody vestedly interested in growing this sport. Right? I mean, Manfred's going to be out in a few years. All the owners, half of them, they're going to probably be different owners within the next 5 or 6 years. So does anybody care what baseball looks like 30 years from now?
Peter, this one's for you, baby. This is from Biggie Smalls Goat, or Goat Biggie is his name.
Okay.
So are we doing MAGA baseball today? How dare they not start the season in America? Even the best player in the game, hands down, is from Japan. Is this the entire show today? Just want to know if I could check out. You can check out whenever you want, bud.
What?
It's not the entire show. We've been talking about it since 4. We talk football the first hour.
Does he think that the reason anyone's saying... The reason people are saying it didn't make sense as the opener, even though I don't care about it nearly as much as you guys do, to defend you guys, He thinks that the reason you guys are saying this is because like you're xenophobic and you don't want the game to be overseas.
No, I want people in the country to see it. I want Dodger fans to see it. That, by the way, that could be a first, Peter. A show that you're on is now being accused of being MAGA centric.
No, you don't know what accuse me of. You have no idea what I. That's not true.
Not once during these last few minutes did anybody suggest that we felt that baseball is being unpatriotic,
or that you don't want international support.
No,
for
we were saying I'd understand it more in London, and also South Korea is not Japan.
What in terms of what?
Well, he was just saying the biggest stars from Japan. Well, they're playing in South Korea.
But it's about a half-hour flight.
Hey, listen, it's not. I'm just saying, if we're going to be divvying up countries here, let's get
it. It is literally. I mean, that is significant.
Anthony Perry goes, baseball should do it like European soccer does. They should play exhibition games overseas. The
Friendlies.
Premier League clubs have more money than God, yet they continue to play games in the U.S. in the offseason. Gee, that's a good idea.
You know what you could have done? They're exhibition games.
You know what you could have done?
What?
You could have taken, like, if you really wanted to get into it, you could have taken three or four teams over there during spring training and let them kind of rotate around with each other for, like, a week. You could have done a lot of stuff that still would have really resulted in positive things that's not having opening day. Again, I think I'd be curious to hear from a Dodger fan, like, if they were really bummed out. And what did Ohtani do, by the way?
He had two hits.
So that is a bummer. You don't get to see his first hits as a Dodger. But I do wonder, like, if you would really, really care. Because if you're, here we go. If you're hardcore to the point that you would literally be like, I can't believe I missed his first hit as a Dodger, aren't you finding a way to watch it?
But if you have a job, you're not. You can't get up at 3 in the morning. Obviously,
if you're that
you can see it on SportsCenter, and you could DVR the game, but come on.
If you're that hardcore, though, where you're going to be upset about it, I don't know. Maybe you do just stay up and watch it and make a thing out of it. Just saying.
Make a thing out of it?
Yeah.
So 2 days in a row, you want to see Ohtani get his first hits, and then you're going to stay up again to see Yamamoto's first pitch, and then you'll get fired from your job.
I like what Jose said. Not only did they have it at 3 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, but they did it smack dab in the middle of the week, Wednesday morning and tomorrow morning. Like, they couldn't do it on a Saturday and Sunday?
Real quick, guys, hold on. What time is it in Seoul, South Korea? So it's currently 5:43 a.m. So it's 13 hours ahead of us.
So why
16
couldn't they have
hours
started
ahead.
It? Well, if it's good enough to spit in the face of the Dodger fans, why couldn't they have started the game in Seoul, Korea at, like, I don't know, 10 in the morning? So the game could have been played at night.
They wouldn't even have to do 10 in the morning, Michael. They could have done 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
in Seoul,
which
Korea.
Is a normal start time.
That would be
because
you a
they
7
didn't
p.m.
want to upset the Seoul Koreans because they're in the middle of their workday. If you started at 1 p.m.,
maybe they don't think they could have drawn
time here.
Maybe they couldn't. Maybe they know you can't draw on a weekday. I have no idea, but seems like it could have been done a little better. And honestly, here's the thing I'll say. You shouldn't even be thinking about the rest of the country, though. I'm sorry, guys, that part. If you were going to prioritize Don an American audience, the only thing they should have been thinking about was LA and San Diego. There's no need to think about the rest of the country.
The most marketable, sellable player in baseball right now is Shohei Ohtani.
I get it, but
he's of the ilk of a LeBron James.
Yes, but he's not of the clamor in America of LeBron James yet.
Yeah, and you know what? He's not going to be if he's playing at 3 in the morning.
Touche. Did he point guard? Perhaps.
Peter, we talked about it earlier. Tell us how to get BetterHelp.
Well, Michael, this message is brought to you by BetterHelp. And what's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe exercise, maybe nap, maybe, I don't know, work out, maybe hit Fungos to your kids. I don't know what you would do. But I know one thing. Therapy can help you figure out what you would do with that spare time, right? Therapy does so many different things for you, including prioritize. So if you've been thinking about going to therapy, working on yourself, think about some of the positive effects of therapy, coping skills, setting boundaries. Therapy helps empower you to be the best version of yourself. At BetterHelp, it's entirely online. It's designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All right, fill out a questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists anytime, no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships,
your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right, it's time now for the tournament update driven by Nissan. Congrats to Wagner, who beat Howard 71-68 in Dayton last night and advanced to take on first-seeded North Carolina tomorrow in the West Region at 2:45. Bad showing by Virginia, and that has really angered people. Why was Virginia in there and not Seton Hall or St. John's or Providence, which probably would have played a better game than Virginia, which is a boring team even when they're good because of the style of play they play? That's a head-scratcher why Virginia made it, especially with the record that it had. That was the tournament update driven by Nissan, coming at you with all of the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. Michael, Don, and Peter with you until 6:30, and we'll take some more phone calls. Let's go to KB in Brooklyn. KB, talk to us, baby.
Hey, Michael, Don, Peter, how you guys doing today?
Great, great. What's up?
Awesome. So I have a would you rather question and a quick comment on Michael the Pusick.
Okay.
I thought it looked a little bit like Billy Joel. That's I don't know if that's if you heard that.
All right,
before.
You know what? He's not wrong.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but you know, I'll take your word for it. I didn't sense that.
No, there is some Joel there.
You guys got to do a side by side. Billy Joel, classic. Have that goatee Pusick style. I think it looks great. I like the beard better personally, but the Pusick was good.
Doesn't Billy have the full traditional goatee?
I don't know if he has that anymore.
He has the. There's a couple pictures with him just with the Pusick.
Just with
I
the
think.
Pusick.
I gotta find.
Maybe
this.
Somebody could pull it up.
I don't think Billy would wear a Pusick. Only Pusick wears a Pusick.
How do you search that? Because you can't go Billy Joel Pusick. Pusick is only ours.
Well, I'm gonna find it.
Even without that, I think he sort of looked like him.
No, I hear what you're saying in that regard. I'm pushing back on the Pusick. I've seen a lot of goatee. He did
right.
a lot of goatee.
Mostly goatee. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And his. Oh, here's what it is. It was goatee, but it felt like Pusick because he grew it long underneath a bit. So it's like a smallish mustache, but the big chin beard.
Right. Okay.
All right. So what's your would you?
So my would you is, would you rather be an actor a lead actor in a bombed office or an extra in a Oscar winning movie?
A lead actor in a bombed what?
In a bombed office?
Yeah. I'd rather be the lead actor than some part-time player in a great movie.
Well, it depends. Do you mean, KB, a literally an extra in an Oscar movie?
Or you're a small part? You're just walking in the street.
No, that's nothing. But if you were to tell me it's a great, great film, and right. I get to have like a couple of lines. Like I have a moment in it. That to me could be better. But if you're saying it's literally an extra versus starring in a terrible, you know, Mr. Jeeves.
Oh,
you're going with that.
It's a line from Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want the walk-on part in a war or a lead role
lead
in
role
Cage? That's what it is. So would you want... You want to be that? You got to give me more than walk on. Like you got to be. You
That's
have a speaking line, right?
You got to have a part, like a little part. Even if it says Don LaGreca as restaurant owner in that restaurant scene, he needs to come out to like the protagonist and be like, "Hey, Tony, you haven't been here in 2 weeks."
Yeah,
I know. I told
you're talking about like you know my star turn and Grown Ups 2 where I had lines.
Right, Grown Ups 2, it's actually a great comp because that was there were nominations for that film. No.
Well, I mean, the film did very well. I don't think it was nominated.
I thought it was up for Best Picture.
But if you had a similar role and that movie won an Oscar,
right?
Would you that or be the star of, I'm trying to, of like a real, like legitimate bomb that no one saw?
Like the movie that came out, Madam Whatever.
Right, Madam Whatever.
Yeah, I think I'd take the starring role in Madam Whatever.
Madam Whatever.
Making more money.
I guess, what is the universally worst movie ever made? Is it Ishtar?
Well,
or is that just bad because?
Well,
it was
how about the one where they drank urine? Waterworld.
Waterworld was all. See, Waterworld and Ishtar are both panned as the worst because they were so expensive.
Yeah, and they had superstars in it.
And they had superstars. I don't know if they're the worst movies truly ever. Because It's Pat was a horrifying movie, and it probably,
you walked out.
I walked out, and that probably only cost $2 million to make, but it was awful. But
and you don't walk out.
I don't walk out often, but I walked out of It's Pat. And you know what? I should revisit. I was like 14.
So
maybe it's actually
so
not
would
that
you
bad.
Want to be Charles Rocket in It's Pat or Michael Kay in Grown Ups 2 if it won the Oscar?
Wait. I would rather star in It's Pat. Oh, well, for Michael's part was...
He did have a speaking line.
He did say... He said... Didn't
it
he
was
say,
memorable.
Wasn't
he
it just
well.
One line?
Oh, he's
no,
dead.
Two lines.
What?
I said... Who's that? And then I said, it's an unfortunate line now. I'm
surprised
they haven't
cut
it out. The kid ended up dying of a stomach disease.
You're surprised they didn't cut it out? I mean,
because it's such a weird, like even my kid said, wow, that's weird. He ended up dying.
Yeah, but how old was he when he died? He wasn't.
I mean, 10 years later?
But he wasn't.
10 years later?
But he wasn't. He was a young
20?
Adult.
Yeah.
He was a young adult.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that happens in films and music.
Now, the reason why you get to go with the Grown Ups 2 if it won the Oscar is if it was that big of a movie, I think you could have spun off.
I've always said that Sandler really, really missed the boat because Coach Romy could have had its own.
Why would it have spun off from one line, Don?
Because a big oafy coach... At this, you know, kind of, you know, American type of town.
Here's the thing.
No one was leaving that movie going, I want to hear more from the coach.
No, but if it ended up being a huge movie, because let's face it, I like the grown-up movies. But basically, it was just Adam Sandler and his friends, like a home movie. Like, they didn't put any effort into it.
No.
You know, but if it was like a big movie, like it was like one of the biggest movies, let's just say it ended up being The Hangover. Like okay. Where it's an unbelievable comedy and won awards and was saw by a billion people. You don't think they could have spun that character?
Okay, well,
even if it was like a cartoon.
Hold on, Don. You just named The Hangover. They didn't spin one thing off from The Hangover.
Well, they spun movies off.
Even Zach Galifianakis, who's a star of The Hangover, didn't then get his own movie. Mike Tyson didn't then walk away being, oh, let's follow Mike Tyson in Vegas. And there's no world in which that part then becomes a spinoff. I'm sorry. Go through history. Find a part in a movie as small as Coach Romy.
Well,
who knows? Does anyone even know his name in real life?
Well, yes, it was Coach Romy.
Well, let me ask you
but
this.
But we know because we're friends with Coach Romy.
Well, let me ask you this. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The big show that you kept wanting me to see about the soccer coach, the football
Ted
coach.
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso was spun off of like an NBC promo.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't spun off of. It was like that was a character that they'd already created.
Listen,
who was
saying is that there was nothing natural to spin off of The Hangover. They were all stars. But I'm saying there was something about that guy where maybe he could have dug a little deeper
also,
into that character.
There's a lot of layers I could have got attacked on that. But I'm going to tell you this, Peter. I have told Sandler this. It was a missed opportunity because the genius of a Sandler movie is not the star. It's the people around, you know. So you bring in Chris Rock, you bring in other people, but it's around Coach Romy.
This is the most insane thing that's ever been said on this show. There is no world in which that character, that level of character in a film, then gets his own movie.
I'll tell you what, I guarantee this. I will guarantee it.
Go ahead.
If they made a Coach Romy movie, it would make millions and millions of dollars. Yeah,
you also already guaranteed you'd be a great touring comedian.
But I would.
These are just, okay, I firmly believe.
I have it, acting in my blood, Peter. You ever hear my uncle?
But I was incredibly tough to tackle when I was a kid. It was unfortunate I didn't try to be a running back. I was fast. I was small, kind of stocky. I think I could have been a pesky little fullback. Right. I'll never know. But I can't go out and say, if I'd done it, you know, I would have become Eric Metcalf. It's a ridiculous idea to claim it.
I believe I believe the movie would be a hit, and there would be sequels.
One person who ever saw Grown Ups 2 left and went, I need more Romy.
How do you know that?
It never happened.
You're nuts. Was a compelling character. Don's right. There's a lot of layers to that character.
I'm being serious. I'm kind of on Michael's side.
This is great. You know what? Let's talk about it in the 5 o'clock hour.
Let's do that. But first, Peter, tell us about FanDuel.
All right. Well, if I could bet on whether or not Coach Romy would do well at the box office on FanDuel, I would bet no, it absolutely would not. I don't know if you could bet that at FanDuel, but you can bet March Madness. All right. You could bet the brackets right over there on FanDuel Sportsbook. All right. And how about this? If you head over to America's number one sportsbook right now, new customers are getting $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So, you know me, I'm all in on Vermont to beat Duke in the first round. $200, all right? You can use it on point spreads, money lines, whatever you want. You can even pick who's going to win the whole thing. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 and over and physically present in New York for online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. Ah, Peter Rosenberg here to tell you about my friends over at Bath Fitter. They did my bath, did a great job. Customized it for my needs, process easy. One expert installer, done in a day, no demo, no mess. And Bath Fitter is a permanent high-quality solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers just like me. And for a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. Start designing your bath today. I did it at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.